Hello there. It's Virginia James with Feminine Sage Wisdom and the Zone of Purpose podcast. And I have got to tell you, it feels good to be back on another episode with you. And this is going to be a solo show like some of the others, but I just wanted to share with you why I've been MIA lately. So June, it was bananas. Let me just tell you, it was absolute bananas. I was migrating tech platforms literally for everything in my business. We're talking from email to products and services. And then I also launched at the very end of the month a membership community for queer women, LGBTQ plus women. And so that started, and now we're into the end of July at this point. And I just wanted to come back and circle back and say, I've missed you. And, now that the tech migration is complete, I've been trying to figure out my schedule with not only the launch and the new community, but also just kind of what the rest of 2023 looks like, because we're well over halfway there. And it's kind of exciting. And so obviously, anytime, share what you're going through. What have you realized, like this whiplash of, holy crap, half the year is gone already. What am I going to do? What do I want to do? So that's just some of the conversations today. And I wanted to just circle back now and give you a short little episode about what the rest of the year looks like for FSW. So obviously, we're going to continue forward with the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my baby, so to speak, my program, my heart and pride. There's the perfectionism course. It's kind of more bite-sized instead of the deep dive like the blueprint. Now there's this queer community for queer women, by queer women, that I launched at the very end of June, and the doors will be opening again in September. Okay. And then I always have my Soulful Living Journal as well. So this is the entirety of FSW. And I'd say that the last couple months have been incredibly taxing, we'll say, emotional, lots of change, but really it's been beautiful change and much needed change. So this is the reason I wanted to come talk to you. Well, one, and come back, you know, just together. And again, say that I've missed you. And I didn't like putting the podcast off, but guess what? It just had to happen. And even then, maybe, you know, for those of you listening now, you'll notice that it's on an entirely new platform as well. That's just how things have been. So what I have learned in the last number of weeks is that forgiveness is the ultimate gift we can give ourselves. Was I doing it perfectly? Absolutely not. Could I have pushed through? Probably, but I was still doing many, many, many hours per week for the last couple months. And then I also went on a solo camping trip that I had planned for months. And it was amazing. I just got back home recently, and it just taught me a lot about kind of breaking free, right, from this rat race. And I know that's my work, right? But even for you and I as individuals, for you and I as human beings or spiritual beings in human experiences, how can we dial back and give ourselves a little bit of grace and say, you know what, this has to be on the side burner? So I've been recognizing over the summer so far where I might need to dial back a little bit, because it is just me, myself, and I. I don't have a VA. I don't have employees. I don't have anyone helping me, which is kind of the key aspect for some business owners, right? And I just want to explain that with these podcast episodes, yes, there's still going to be solo shows like this one, but there also are going to be those collaborative discussions that I absolutely adore and cannot wait to bring the next one on, which is getting edited now. So let's recap. One, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for those moments where you had to just put a couple things aside so you can get some really, really top, high priority, high level needs taken care of. Okay. Number two, when you come back into these spaces that you're bringing it from the back or side burner back onto the main burner, and you know that you need to start picking something up, like the podcast channel now that things have migrated over, you know, that's my case example. But when you start bringing it back to front and center in your life, also give yourself some grace. All right. Give yourself some grace for owning what happened and how things worked out. And then give yourself grace for how things are going to continue forward, even as they unfold, whether it's organic or planned. Okay. So this is what I wanted to bring forward for you today. Let's reintroduce ourselves. Again, if you're new to this channel, I just want to say I'm Virginia James. I founded or created Feminine Sage Wisdom a few years ago, and I launched online, of course, in February 2020, right before the pandemic hit. So it's been an interesting ride. I launched my first big product, we'll say, last year in the fall-ish, end of summer. And like I said earlier, it's my baby. It's the Zone of Purpose Blueprint. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do in this lifetime. I am also what I call an anti-career guide. So what is an anti-career guide other than the obvious? You know, a lot of us, myself included, over the years have recognized that we were just about the ladder. We were about the drive. We were about the ambition. And honestly, a few years ago, I kind of just didn't want to do it anymore. And that's how FSW came about. Now, there is a lot more to that. And you can listen to it in other stories. You can read about it on my blog. You can follow me on LinkedIn and see those stories there as well. But just continue to come back here, because my main reason for continuing forward in this lifetime with you is to show you your wisdom is within. One. Number two, you're more than a job title. And three, the way to live this life, at least from what my perspective is and what's helped me grow and expand in my own individual way, is to look at things from a zone perspective, not just a linear perspective. Okay? And so if you ever want to know resources, if you ever want to get involved in the products and services I offer, go to femininesagewisdom.com. Okay? That's a lot of eyes. I know, I get it. But hit up femininesagewisdom.com, follow me on LinkedIn. I'll leave the links, you know, with the show notes. But please, please, please let me know what's on your heart. What's that whisper within that you've kind of been ignoring, but now you know it's time. You know it's time. You know you're ready to show up for yourself and lead your life from your wisdom, from clarity, confidence, and guess what? Possibilities. I love it. I could talk about this stuff every damn day. All right, so let's close this episode out with this little reintroduction of myself, but also a thank you for being patient while I had to deal with everything tech, and also Pride Month, right? We're all so busy for those of us in the LGBTQ+ family. And so it was just bananas, but now we're less bananas. All right, we're making banana split at this point. Okay, have a beautiful remainder of your week, my friends. And again, I am here for you. I'm showing up for you. And we're acting in this dance of reciprocity, of encouraging each other how to keep our souls intact in this hectic world. I'll chat with you soon. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on femininesagewisdom.com and let me know how this story resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle. Plus, you'll get my free priority pack when you do. Or if you want to dive into the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, check it out at femininesagewisdom.com as well when you join the FSW Circle. As always, if you have any questions or comments, contact me one-to-one, and I'm going to chat with you soon.